The thing that my rich dad taught me years ago with real estate, there was four different types of income. One is the regular rental income, and hopefully it's more than your expenses. Second is depreciation. So a sophisticated real estate investor knows that depreciation is another form of income. The other type of income is called appreciation, and that's, you know, the value increasing, let's say, from $100,000 to $200,000. That $100,000 is also considered income at time of sale. And the fourth type of income is a tax deferred, or what do you call a tax advantaged type of income?
Yeah, and what that fourth type we're talking about is if you go on to do a 1031 exchange, which would be like in the games of Monopoly where you took your four green houses and exchanged it for one red hotel. That's a 1031 exchange. When you do that, you don't have to pay tax. You roll it over.
So let's say that you bought the property for $100,000 with $10,000 down. You sell it for $200,000. You have a $200,000 gross or gain in that. You don't have to pay taxes on that $100,000 gain. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. As long as in this particular case, you buy another property. In other words, in the vernacular, you roll it into the next deal. A couple of rules on that. Just follow the rules and it's simple then.
So there's four types of income then, and the last one is very important. Another way you get income out is, let's say the property, you bought it at $100,000, it goes to $200,000. You can go to your banker and you can borrow that equity out.
Yeah, and I love that. That's tax-free. And that money can then be money that you put into the next deal. And that's one way that you, in tax-advantaged, grow your wealth. Another thing I love about real estate is, remember, it's for the long term. You get to pull the money out, invest in something else. It all goes up in value. You get wealthier, and you're not paying tax.
Let me explain this to you. With a stock, generally to get your money out, you have to sell your stock. So let's say you buy it at $10. It's now worth $20. You have to sell it. You pay 20% as a capital gains today on that extra $10 you made. And then you have to go buy another stock. The beauty of real estate and the way your wealth increases or multiplies in the way I do it, because Diane recommends it, is I buy a property. I either 1031 into something new if I do sell it. But generally what I like to do is borrow my equity out and then go buy another property. So instead of one piece of property, I have now two pieces of property working for me. As the market moves up, which it generally does, if I have two pieces of property, I now have two pieces of property appreciating. I can then borrow that money out again and go buy two more pieces of property. And that's how my wealth keeps increasing. I would rather not sell the real estate simply because it took me so long to find the silly thing in the first place. I'd rather keep it. And that's one of the advantages of this fourth type of income, which is tax-advantaged capital gains is what it is, right?
Exactly. And in this case, it might even be with the loans, tax-free. So with stocks, in order to take your money out, you need to sell it. You've lost the asset. With real estate, you can take your money out with loans. In other words, you can still have your cake and eat it too. It's a great deal.
That's right. So it's tax-free money. This brings up another point, which I didn't bring up earlier.